Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I scared myself! Oh!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
Very long time.
Quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with members of the Cursed team down in Essex. We are going to be interviewing Dan Galvin, the creative manager, and Callum Darcy, the performance and actor manager, like I say, both from Cursed down in Essex, an award-winning attraction. They've most recently just won an award with Park Scares and Glitter for their latest Scary Vision Award. So congratulations to the team there. We're going to be talking all about Cursed itself as an event and how it's grown and changed over the years, talking about Dan and Callum's roles within the haunt, and also talk about their brand new venture, Cursed on the Couch, every Friday, 8 o'clock, Facebook Live. Don't miss it. I checked out last week's episode, lots and lots of fun, and if you're listening to this episode on the day it's released, today is the 1st of May, so a huge pinch punch first of the month to all of you, they are going live on Facebook tonight, 8 o'clock, Friday nights, Cursed on the Couch. Lots of fun, all their different characters, they're all dressed up, they're all in character, and they have a good old laugh. So we talk all about that as well on this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. But before we get into the interview with Dan and Callum, a few things here on Scare Track. We have just released today's Patreon exclusive episode over on our Patreon page. You can join us and support us over on Patreon by going to patreon.com/scaretrack. You get a few extra quirks, a few extra things to say thank you for supporting the show, along with an exclusive feature podcast, a video podcast that we do each and every month for our supporters. Their support helps us keep Scare Track going, so we really do appreciate it. Of course, if you can't join us over on the Patreon page, don't worry, we'll be bringing you lots of content here with interviews during lockdown season. It appears to be lasting a little bit longer than we all hoped, so we're going to be bringing you lots of interviews. Then fingers crossed when it comes to being able to leave the house when restrictions get lifted and things start, hopefully, fingers crossed, opening, we'll be bringing you more of the normal stuff, the normal activity that we like to do, our scare cams, our coaster track vlogs, and much, much more. You can check it all out on scaretrack.co.uk. That's www.scaretrack.co.uk. Everything's on there, including our merchandise as well, guys, so you can grab yourself some merch and rep the Scare Track logo. Right then, guys, without any further ado, let's take you to this interview with Dan Galvin, creative manager, Callum Darcy, performance and actor manager, both from Cursed in Essex. Let's go.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this episode of Scare Track. Like I mentioned in the intro, I am here with two guests on today's episode from Cursed down in Essex. We are here with Callum Darcy and Dan Galvin. Guys, how's it going and welcome to Scare Track?
Hey, Mikey, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much, mate. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad, thank you, not too bad. So like I said, we got Callum and Dan. First of all, Callum, you're a friend of the show. We've spoke to you previously, with Deadhead TV and things like that, and Cursed as well. How are things for you right now? Are you enjoying lockdown?
I'm enjoying lockdown, as it were. No, it's as good as it could be, really. Like myself and the family are hunkering down. We are. I don't think we actually got any more paper left in the house after all the arts and crafts that we've done, if I'm perfectly honest, and all the scribblings here and there that I've done myself. But no, it's been okay. It's been as good as it can be, buddy. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Keeping ourselves entertained. Disney Plus was a very good investment, I'm going to say that. Definitely. And we got Dan Galvin as well. Dan, a newcomer to the show. Welcome to Scaretrack. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Definitely. And how is lockdown with you?
It's going quite well, to be fair. I'm fortunate enough to be able to kind of work from home. And it's actually working as a bit of a benefit. I'm used to commuting into the city, so saving quite a bit of money on the commuting costs.
Absolutely.
If anything, it gives me kind of more time to kind of sit down, and we are having our virtual meetings at the moment to try and discuss what on earth we're going to throw together for this October.
That's a question I wanted to get on in a little bit as well, actually, all about October. Because here on Scaretrack, we don't really want to talk too much about the doom and gloom of COVID-19 and coronavirus, because it's literally everywhere you look. You can't get away from it. But it is also a little bit like the elephant in the room, isn't it, guys? Like, we kind of got to talk about it in some way, shape or form.
Absolutely.
It's as long as you're both healthy. And Dan, it's a good point. You mentioned working from home actually benefits you a little bit. I really do think, and we'll get onto the scare stuff in a minute, but I do think in real life, in air quotes, I really do think a lot of businesses might start just saying, you know what, we don't need to spend all these thousands of pounds on office space when people can do stuff from home. I think it's going to make a big change.
I 100% agree, to be fair. It saves me a good couple of hours each way in travelling, which I don't mind, you know, staying logged on for a bit and just cracking through some stuff. I think with my place of work, especially, they've kind of seen a bit of an increase in performance. So, I'd agree. I do think it's kind of going to be a bit of the future, I think, moving forwards.
Yeah, definitely. The world has definitely changed. And after all of this, I'm sure it's changed for positive and negatives, but we'll find out. We'll find out when we wake up from this horrific dream. So, let's talk about the stuff that people want to hear. Let's talk about scary stuff. And, of course, you guys represent Cursed. And, unfortunately, I myself haven't been able to visit Cursed yet. I mentioned to you guys before we started recording that it is 100% on my bucket list. And, as you mentioned, there's a nice hotel right up the road with all the amenities. So, I'll take note of that. But, so, guys, before we talk about what you guys are doing online now to entertain the masses with Cursed on the Couch, what do you guys do within Cursed? What's your roles? If you go with Callum first. Callum, you're basically one of the scariest mofos that scare the hell out of people, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Once again, like the last interview we've done, I'm not to toot my own horn, but tooty tooty. but I'm one of the long-running characters here at Cursed, where you've probably seen my picture here, then, of where I am Mr. Pimpkin, the Demon Butcher. As well as that, behind the scenes, I am also a actor manager and performance trainer as well. So I help get all the actors in ship shape, ready for performance nights. I look after a staff of about 90 odd actors every night, make sure everyone is fit and able and ready to go. Along with Dan as well, he helps me out on occasion as well with the actors, which I really do appreciate, because there's a lot of people in there, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. generally about 80 to 100 actors over the course of the season.
Crikey, blooming heck. And Callum, have you been there for quite a while? I'm guessing with all your face and all the promo stuff, you've been there for a fair number of years now.
Yes, I'm just trying to figure it out now, but my mental mass is awful. but I've been there since 2012, and I have not looked back yet. It's been the highlight of my professional career.
Fantastic, excellent. And you know, I was chatting to Dan and Jess from UK Haunters, who sort of covered the event for us with a Scarecam takeover. They said they loved it. They said it was fantastic. So it's a thumbs up from those guys. Dan, what sort of capacity do you work within Cursed? How long have you been there? What's the sort of day in the life of Dan Galvin at Cursed?
Cool. Okay, so it's crazy varied. As I'm sure you can imagine, it's a case of a big team spirit with everything that's done. I'm primarily the creative manager, so a lot of my role is actually the 8-9 months in the run up to October. So designing the mazes, coming up with the concepts, sourcing the props, help out with the build, and then around the August September time, as Callum mentioned, I work very closely with Callum to make sure that our auditions are all, you know, making sure that we're getting the people that we want, the very best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout our training, making sure that they are trained to kind of fit in with the type of mazes and intensities that we're looking to go for. And just that they are, you know, kind of as diverse as possible, so that, you know, if there's a night where we've got a maze down, our actors are completely able to just be thrown in at the deep end with, actually, instead of, you know, being a crazed serial killer tonight, you're going to be a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much a little bit all over the place, really, making sure that the costumes are all sorted in that department. And then the general running of the event when it is live.
Wow. So you wear a lot of hats, my friend.
Yes, just a few. The worst part is they don't even suit hats. But yeah, it is, it's very varied. And as I say, even though we kind of look after our own areas, it is very much a team game when it comes to making sure that the event is a success.
Absolutely.
It's a family, isn't it, buddy? It's a family here at Durst.
That's great. Exactly. That's what I love about this industry as well. You can definitely tell it more so at some haunts and some attractions. And yeah, you get that vibe from you guys. Even watching bits of your Curse on the Couch, you can tell that it's a family vibe. Everyone loves each other. You wear your hearts on your sleeve. And it's just that kind of event where, you know, everyone looks out for each other and has each other back. You mentioned, obviously, I don't want to delve too much into this because I don't want you to give away any secrets or business side of things, but let's just imagine October's going to be normal like every other October. Obviously, we don't know if it's going to be or not yet. It's a scary time, but let's just say, yes. Right, okay, all this is going to blow over in the next month or two. As of right now, are you guys, you mentioned that you're there on the run-up to it, the 8 or 9 months beforehand, so the creating, the designing, all that sort of stuff. Are things changing at the minute? Are you slightly concerned? I'm speaking to some, you know, people from theme parks and farm parks, and they're extremely worried purely because they create their events based on what they make throughout the summer, and at the minute they are making a big £0. But you guys are very seasonal at Halloween anyway, aren't you? So I'm guessing it doesn't affect you in that way quite as much right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would be arrogant to say that we are not concerned with the ongoing situation. At the moment, though, we are meeting together regularly. As far as we are concerned, it is full steam ahead until we decide otherwise. So the planning is still very much underway with, you know, the new maze concepts and the layout of the event, so on and so forth.
Great.
With us, we're a little bit different to some other events. We don't sell quite so far in advance. So our tickets historically always go live around the 1st of August.
Right.
So we are looking to, we've got a slightly longer lead time in terms of having to make that crucial decision.
Of course.
So I think we are probably going to continue as is. We'll probably buy our time probably until the July period.
Mm-hmm.
With the hopes that we might have a little bit of a positive change,
yes,
in the way the country and the world is at the moment, and decide from there. So it's certainly crosses our minds on a daily basis.
Yeah, I bet.
But at the moment, it's not giving us reason to stop in our tracks, kind of thing.
Perfect, and that's probably a good way to look at it as well, because if you're in the position that you guys at the minute can be full steam ahead, you'd rather be, you know, having your head in the game, planning all these things, you know, just in case everything is okay by October, other than be on the flip side where you're like, we're going to hold off, then, oh, bugger, everything's okay and we've planned nothing. So it's probably a best way to look at it. And then it gives jobs for the people like Callum. I mean, Callum, I bet you'd be absolutely gutted if you can't act and, you know, put on the costume you've put on for so many years. That's good. That would be devastating this October.
I'm not even thinking about that at the moment. Like, that's the reason I wanted to do Curse on the Couch, is just literally have fun throughout lockdown and keep positive that everything's going to be okay come October.
Yes, absolutely. And between the three of us right here, I'm sure there's six hands with our fingers blooming crossed tight. Fingers crossed. I hope so. Otherwise, it's going to be very different for all of us. But let's imagine that there's no horrible coronavirus making us feel like we're in a horror movie right now. And let's talk about Cursed itself before we get onto the sort of Cursed on the Couch. Like I say, I haven't been able to visit, but I've seen some great videos and some reviews. And like I say, Dan and Jess said it was amazing. But if any of our listeners here haven't visited Cursed, how would you guys, how would you explain it? What kind of event is it? How many attractions do you have? What is Cursed in a nutshell?
Callum, do you want to take this first?
I'll let you take this one, mate, because you are the business head and the marketing head. I would just say it's fucking scary.
There's the quote for the episode.
Fine, brilliant. Thanks for that, Callum. So Cursed is set in a country park in the deepest, darkest Essex, which, as I'm sure you may know, is terrifying.
I was going to say it's terrifying anyway.
Months of the year, exactly. So it's easy to find some scary characters, that's for sure. It is set over six different experiences. So we have six different mazes currently. We have some that are outdoor, so we're kind of through a heavily overgrown kind of wooded kind of foresty area. Mm-hmm. And we have a range of mazes in marquees.
Okay.
Now, it's something that we've always been really keen on is to... from, you know, the minute they walk through the door, are fully immersed. So they'll find from the minute they are at the front desk kind of collecting their tickets, they are surrounded by wandering characters. It kind of leaves customers second guessing, are they a staff member? Are they, some sort of actor? And we generally tend to cover up entire marquees where possible to make sure that the kind of the storylines and the themes that we want to kind of create is 360, if you like.
Yeah.
So they
yeah,
can stand
absolutely.
In the middle of our arena, and all around them are these kind of different worlds, just kind of waiting to welcome them in.
Awesome. It sounds pretty damn awesome. Immersion's immersive. We laugh about it here on the podcast. I don't think I managed to get through a single episode without saying the word. But it is the buzzword. It is the keyword. And that is what scare attractions, haunted houses, whatever you want to call them, need to strive for, is that 360 sort of immersion. And Dan and Jess, when they went through, it was like they thought they were queuing up, but they were already in an attraction.
Yes.
It snuck up
the safe
on them.
Zone.
Yes. So that's a really smart way to sort of do it. You're basically throwing people into the deep end, and it's sort of I don't think I've seen it done before. So how did that idea come about?
So it was probably, I mean, so the first time we done that was last year. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that I was as involved as I am now. And we liked the idea. So I'm not sure kind of if you're aware, but previously, historically, for the first 8 years of Cursed, we were a linear attraction. So we were, you turn up at 6:30, you have an hour slot, you go around, do all the mazes, you might grab a little bite to eat at the end, and then off you go.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, that all changed when we decided to take the leap and become a Scream Park.
Right.
And obviously, that posed us a lot of different challenges. So we found that we almost are trying to balance on the edge of both, really. We control the guest flow coming in to their first experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, adds that kind of mystery, because as you've kind of been told, you're thrown into it without really knowing what you're going into. And they then have the rest of the evening and the experiences to kind of do as they please. With a variety of kind of entertainment in the central arena. That's kind of what we wanted to gain from that was we really want to adapt to the Scream Park vibe, but make sure that cues and things are still kept to a minimum. I think that's a real bugbear. And what I think a lot of attractions seem to struggle with sometimes is, capacity of mazes can only be pushed so far without dampening or hindering the experience.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure that if we can have that element of control, and that leads to, you know, a good night out where you're not catching up with groups or seeing actors reset, then 100% that's what we'll do. And fortunately enough for us, it seems to have really paid off.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, Dan and Jess were blown away by it last year, so I can only imagine there's lots of customers, especially some that aren't as seasoned scarers as such as Dan and Jess, really in for a fright, especially when they're like, okay, we're going to go in. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, shit, we're already in. What the hell?
Like, we've got one fan, bless her, who she comes every year, and she's celebrating her 90th birthday this year.
Oh, bless her.
And she comes around every year with her family, and she bloody loves it. Like I always spot her, I always make the joke of, look, here comes old Doris, the old vintage me. And, and she absolutely loves it. She's been coming around for the past 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow, bless her, that's insane. Would you say that you've got a varied clientele, quite a big sort of target market?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is a mixed bunch. I mean, we're incredibly grateful. We've got a really nice kind of loyal fan base that return year on year. That is the main kind of driver for making sure that we, you know, change and adapt and offer new experiences each year. I think certainly over the last kind of 3 consecutive years now, we've pretty much changed every maze from, you know, top to bottom. And that is because, you know, we have so many people that come back year and year. We want to make sure that them, as well as, you know, companies like yourselves alike, our reviewers, our bloggers and supporters, can still have a kind of a fresh scare and not really know what to expect, regardless of whether you've been before or not. I mean, we get some that come through. We got we had an actor actually join our team last year, and her mum had been bringing us since she was about 10 years old, which, you know, not even we would recommend it suitable for a 10-year-old, but she just couldn't wait to kind of become part of the team, not just kind of be a visitor, and it was lovely to welcome her in 2019. And as Callum said, all the way up to the 90-year-olds that are quite apparent that they are most difficult to scare. I mean, you know, they've seen a lot of frightening things in their lives. I'm sure.
I was going to say,
it takes
a resilient old bird. I'll give her that.
100%. It takes a little bit more than a jump scare to get her. And it's lovely to see that it really is kind of mainly adults, but generally we like to be as inclusive as possible. You know, to a certain extent, the whole family can join. And to make sure that we cater for the little ones, we also run an event called Spooky Fest during the day, which is our lineup of mazes, all, you know, just dampened down a little bit.
Yeah.
Our actors are kind of all trained to adapt to each group that comes through, just so that we really kind of can cater for them, especially with the half term and parents just needing something to do to keep them entertained.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great that your event can sort of be marketed to different audiences, and it, like you say, it's good to have actors who are trained to sort of dumb down the experience. Because I'll be honest, I mean, if I walked into Resident Butcher Mr. Pipkin on a school trip, I'd be shitting myself, I'd be honest.
Yes, and rightfully so. Funny you mention that, actually. One of the things that the Curse team love to do each year, we have a big whiteboard. We have what's known as code yellow, code green, and code brown, and code black. We have a kind of inter-maze competition, who can get the most. So obviously, the codes stand for wee, poo, sick, and blackouts. Nice. Me and Callum have kind of prized ourselves on certainly being top of the table for a year two. It's really important that we kind of make that fun kind of competitive atmosphere with the actors as well, to ultimately win best maze of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. And talk about winning, you guys have recently just won they do their scary vision on good friends of ours, Park Scares and Glitter. You won best scary attraction.
We're very happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. And that's great as well, because that's down to a public vote. It's, you know, there's no people behind the scenes, no politics, no nothing. It's literally just down to people giving it the right emoji that they want. And fair play. Fans of Park Scares and Glitter have all voted for you guys to be the best scary attraction. So hats off to Curse there.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it's funny that you say that, actually, because It's very difficult, and I know that kind of Callum will second this. We share the responsibility of looking after the social media pages. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, often quite easy to, in November, pretty much switch off and, you know, reignite the pages again in the August. We were overwhelmed with the amount of likes that we got from our own customers as well, because we shared it on our pages. And the amount of people that we saw that were, you know, customers and commenting, it was really nice, you know, that they kind of took the time and the effort to do it. Okay, it's just a like, but, you know, if most people like a page that is just a seasonal attraction at Halloween, it's normally just scroll past and we'll worry about that in September.
So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was really nice to kind of to get that back in and to get the recognition, really. It's especially for our actors, you know, it makes it all seem worthwhile. Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that's appreciated, I think, around lots of different sectors. And like you mentioned a second ago about the social media pages and the vloggers and things like that. And I don't know how to say this properly as such, but I like to think that it's a bit of a two-way street, this whole... Taking myself, for example, so I'm a scare attraction podcast. I try and do it all year round as much as possible and try and showcase places. And so say, for example, I was to come down to you guys and do an on-location episode, you know, the more you guys have let me come down there, but the more... if you were to share the episodes, you get more out of it as well, and I get more out of it because I've been able to visit you. And I find it very much a we'll scratch your back because you've let us come to scratch it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really that I'd say the whole industry is one big family.
Yeah.
And I guess that the first time you really see that is obviously the first time we went to ScareCon. Before I'd ever been exposed to anything like that, I'd found a couple of individuals within the industry to almost be quite the opposite, you know. It was almost like a distasteful kind of competition.
Right.
And it's just not what we need. And I do think that you know, with all the events, attractions, bloggers and so on and so forth coming together, it really is, you know, each year we are really progressing to build up the industry, and hopefully we'll reach the kind of potential that we see over the pond.
Well,
eventually.
Absolutely. I was just about to mention that America as well. I mean, it's, I don't want to name drop too much, but for example of, I'm just a niche little, basically I'm a podcast based about scare attractions. I don't know if you can get more niche on niche, but we do manage to luckily have, you know, a good 20 to 30% of our listeners across the pond in America. We have German listeners. We have people download this podcast in Australia and Russia and Germany, and it's madness. I'm sure it's a mistake, but hey ho.
I totally agree. Like my YouTube channel, like,
of course,
I was a bit shocked. I had a subscriber from Brazil. I was like, where the hell did you come from?
what? Where? Why? But yeah, I mean, and like you say with your YouTube channel as well, Callum, it's only going to expose our business to a bigger clientele. You know, if I was to name drop Theme Park Worldwide, for example, with Sean, good friend of ours, he's got, you know, over 100,000 subscribers. As soon as he releases a video, it's got 20,000 views within a day, and a lot of those people are from America. So if he's going to go through your haunt, lots of people in America will see it. I've had a few people who go over to Transworld in America, and they text me saying some people are listening to your podcast, and I'm like, really? Oh. What? But it's great, and like you said, Dan, it's all a part of a big family. It's sharing, and although there's lots of attractions here in the UK now compared to a few years ago, we are still just a tiny little little island that needs to shout about how cool we are to the rest of the world, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've really made the effort over the last few years to almost come together where we can with some of the more local events. So, for example, we are really, really good friends with Roomscape Southend.
Yes,
and I'm not sure if you've seen, but we have recently announced that this year we are going to collaborate. So we're hoping for 2020, we're going to get the Room Escape guys to come down to us.
Excellent.
And create a kind of unique mini escape room kind of scare experience, kind of put our expertise together.
Excellent.
That's really exciting.
And we also love our friends just over the Thames, Broadwich. We're very close with them. We always visit each other's events because, you know, we feel like, you know, we have to go out and support each other. It's the only way it's going to work.
Absolutely.
So it's really nice to have a lot of friends in the industry to kind of discuss and talk to too.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. And I suppose for scare fans yourself, Dan and Callum, being able to visit these other events, what gives you the drive and passion to do it as well?
Very much so. I love visiting these other attractions and seeing them pour their heart and soul into their productions. Like last April, I went to go see the London Bridge Experience, which I've been wanting to do for many, many years. And then one of my good friends got me a ticket for my birthday, and I was blown away by it. I absolutely loved it.
It's huge, isn't it? It goes on for so long as well.
Oh, mate, it does.
Yeah.
It's probably got one of the most unique and most special locations it could definitely have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, like, because we're on such a high after, like, running out of it, we decided to then go to London Dungeons. Because I've been to the Tooley Street one, God knows how many years, and then we went to the new one.
Yeah.
That's blown away again. It's like, wow. I know they're, like, two completely different attractions at the end of the day, but both of them, hats off, amazing stuff.
Absolutely. It's great to see that the UK, obviously at Halloween, we really do, with the likes of Cursed and Broadwich and whatnot, we really do bring scares to the forefront at Halloween, but even all throughout the year, like you say, with the London Tombs, with the London Dungeons, with the your friends at Room Escape South End, they do horror rooms, and they're doing online stuff at the moment. It's great to see that there is a year round community as well.
Very much.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. I think as we kind of touched on before, it's sometimes hard to think about how you can make an event that runs over 2 weeks at Halloween relevant for the other, you know, 11 and a half months of the year, which, as I believe we're going to move on to, is one of the reasons we thought we'd introduce Cursed on the Couch. Probably more crucially now than ever, just to bring some of our kind of entertainment, our wit and humour to the people while they are stuck at home.
Yeah, well, that was the main thing I wanted to talk on, actually, which is the perfect sort of way to end this little interview with you guys. Cursed on the Couch, great idea. Next one is on Friday. So Friday the 1st of May. So actually the same day this is getting released, so perfect. So guys, once you've listened to this, log on to Facebook at 8 o'clock tonight. I guess, is it 8 o'clock? Yeah, 1st of May, 8 o'clock, Facebook Live. You got Mr. Pipkin, Jack, Jingles, Sinister, and Toxicity the Clown. And I saw bits from last week, and it looks like so much fun. And you're all dressed up in characters as well. It just brings, there's lots of stuff we're doing online, that, you know, whether it be online escape games, which is great, or we're doing quizzes, or we're just interacting with each other over the likes of Zoom or Skype, just to be able to talk to each other. But what I've liked as well is that you guys have gone the extra mile, and you're proper getting into full makeup.
Yes. Like, we just pretty much want to give the whole Cursed atmosphere to everyone at home. Like, we just want to try and cheer and fear everyone up as much as we can, really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think as well, it's, you know, it's been said at other attractions before, but fear and fun and humor go so well together, and it's generally the best of scare attractions that
definitely
seemingly kind of merge the two. So, you know, although it's not necessarily that we can, you know, get our jump scares and our sudden twists with our, you know, immersive sets, but more about bringing that lighthearted kind of humor and wittiness, as I said, with our characters. I mean, at the moment, we've got a room full of, well, not literally, because we're all at home, but we've got a room full of creatives, and we've got a room full of actors itching to do something. So we thought, well, what better way than to come up with a little kind of online series such as this.
Absolutely. So are the characters going to be mixed up slightly each week?
Yes, they are, mate. It's myself and Jack returning for this week. Yeah. And then we're bringing in Toxicity, Jingles, and Sinister the Clowns. So this week is pretty much sending the clowns.
Yeah, man, it sounds good to me. So if anyone's scared of clowns, don't watch. But everyone else... Yeah.
Do watch. That's the whole point. Yeah.
That's it. What you want to do is connect your laptop or whatever it is to your big TV screen, switch off the lights, get some popcorn, and watch Cursed on the Couch, because you'll definitely be in for a treat, a laugh and a fright. And I understand that you guys want people's scares as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So... what we're looking to do is, obviously, we'll progress, we'll keep things fresh. So we want to kind of introduce new mini sketches throughout. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we love audience participation, as our visitors to Cursed will know. So we want our customers, our fans, our kind of scare community to send in their best scare cam scares. So, you know, whether it's scaring their loved one, whether it's scaring, you know, perhaps their poor pet at home. Whatever you can do, what we're going to do is show those live on Cursed on the Couch. And actually, the fun part of it is the actors, the characters have never seen these videos before. So we want to make sure it's, you know, completely kind of true to as it's being streamed. It will be their initial reactions.
Nice.
I've had the benefit of being able to kind of censor some of them just to make sure they are all suitable, and we really are, or they really are, in for a treat. I think we will see some characters struggling to remain in character because I was wetting myself.
Awesome. Well,
I can only assume that you got my naked video, did you, Dan?
Oh, God, no, Callum, we couldn't hear that. Christ.
They wouldn't let that on Facebook. That's another website you've got to log on to there, guys. Far more expensive, I'm afraid. But awesome. I mean, I've sent you a few of our ones as well. Hannah scared me a few times in lockdown, and I've scared her. So I've emailed you a few of my videos. But if anyone listening now... if you've got a scare cam on your phone, or you're ready to record a scare cam, send it to info@thecursed.co.uk. That's info@thecursed.co.uk. And I'm guessing you'll choose a collection each week.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been pleasantly surprised, really, with the amount of entries we've had.
Awesome.
So it probably will be a bit of a recurring sketch over the coming weeks. So don't worry if it's kind of not shown on Friday's episode. We'll have plenty more opportunities, and we will make sure that they are all seen and heard.
Awesome.
So get them sent in, and we look forward to kind of laughing with you together.
Awesome stuff. Excellent. Perfect. I think that brings it to a nice close of the episode, really. Is there anything about Cursed or about Cursed on the Couch that I've missed out that you want to let our listeners know? How can they contact you with all your social media?
Of course, with Cursed on the Couch, if you can get onto our Facebook page, which is Cursed Event. So facebook.com/cursedevent. And then look out for our Facebook Live notifications. As I said, we are going live 1st of May at 8 o'clock. And if you do miss it, don't worry, because, of course, Facebook then saves it for you to watch for later on in the future. We still have our first episode up on Facebook at the moment, so please feel free to give it a watch and join us for our next occasion. And also, Mikey, at some point soon, buddy, we'd love to have you on the show as well, buddy.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Do I need to do all my makeup and look scarier than I already do?
You don't need makeup, love.
Thanks.
No, you'll do. And all I would have to say is, look, regardless, in the industry, you know, I know we're all itching for answers on when we will be able to get back out there and ifs. If anything, you know, when it does happen, we're going to have a lot of actors that have been waiting, you know, a long, long time. They've had more time to get their characters kind of formed and all put together. The mazes, if anything, have had a lot more time and thought kind of put into them. So when we can launch and celebrate Halloween together again, I'm sure across the nation it will be a blinder.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. I'm really hoping, and I think everyone else who's obviously a horror lover like us, I think we're all just going, let screw the summer. We don't need the summer. Let's get through it to save Halloween.
Exactly.
Stay home, save Halloween.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, guys, Callum and Dan from Cursed in Essex, a huge thank you for coming on to the Scare Track podcast. I sincerely do appreciate it. I'm going to be tuning in Facebook Live. Like I say, guys, go to Facebook, 8 o'clock, May 1st, tonight, if you're listening to this episode, the day it comes out. Watch, have a laugh, and enjoy some scare cams as well. Guys, thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
No, thanks, Mikey. You too.
Thanks,
everybody. And there we go, folks. A huge thank you to Dan Galvin, creative manager, and Callum Darcy, performance and actor manager at Cursed down in Essex. We haven't been able to get there yet, but I really, really hope we do. I hope things get lifted soon and things start getting back to normal, because I'd like to get there for the 2020 season this October. But of course, Dan and Jess had a fantastic time from UK Haunters last season, and they did a Scarecam takeover episode for us. You can check that out over on our YouTube channel now, youtube.com/scaretrack. Check out the Cursed event there. We also did a feature length episode here on the podcast. Just scroll a little bit lower and I'm sure you'll be able to find that all about Cursed with UK Haunters. Cursed on the Couch, really cool, exciting concept. I'm looking forward to watching tonight's episode. Like I say, if you're listening as of today's release, it's going on tonight at 8 o'clock. If you're listening at a later date, every Friday, 8 o'clock, Cursed on the Couch on the Cursed page. You can just follow their Facebook page, facebook.com/cursed event. Make sure you follow all their other social media channels as well. And speaking of social media, make sure you're following Scaretrack on social media. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. We use all four platforms. We interact as much as we can, and we love hearing from you. We love getting your scare cams. We love hearing what horror films you've been watching or what scare events you're looking forward to in the future. So be sure to follow us. Just search for Scaretrack, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook, and be sure to give us some comments on there. We love interacting with you. We have a new video going out soon as well. I don't want to tell you exactly what it is yet. It's a little bit of a secret, but it will be on our Scarecam page on YouTube very soon, so be sure to follow us on youtube.com/scaretrack. But like I said at the beginning of the episode, you can find absolutely everything Scaretrack related over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. We have our podcast, our Scarecams, our Coaster Track stuff, our merch, our Patreon, absolutely everything you need over there. It's the one-stop shop for Scaretrack. So once again, a huge thank you to Dan and Callum for coming on to this episode. Hope you listened, you had a fantastic time listening. And once again, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate your support, especially in these crazy, dark,